WGTL bringing you Matthew West, Do Something. Good morning to you, Annie and Fred with you, 703.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday. Lisa Lannis wants to play your requests and dedications tomorrow on Friday at 5 for the Request and Dedication Hour. Tune in, find her, give her the songs you want to hear.
This morning, our very special guests from Sight and Sound Theater, our friends Katie and Ryan Miller. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we don't often get brother and sister teams to visit us this morning. It's so great to have. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning, Ryan?
Sure. I'll say hi to my three daughters, Sophie, Hadara, and Everly. Good morning.
Oh, wonderful. And how about you, Katie? Anybody you want to say hey to?
Absolutely. I'll say hi to my three kids, Reagan, Anna, and Colson, and also a very special happy birthday to my friend and coworker, Melissa Reber.
Oh, Melissa, happy birthday. How cool is that? Now, last time you were here, Katie, it was right before COVID hit. You were about to have Esther and your great big party celebrating the opening of that. And we thought it was only going to be 2 weeks.
I know. It's so good to be back. Yeah, we were here, I think, exactly 1 week before everything shut down, 1 week before opening. And it has just been quite a journey, but we are so excited, like beyond thrilled. I said this to our team yesterday, to be opening another brand new show in the midst of what the last few years have been. God has been incredibly faithful. Yeah. And it just feels so good to be celebrating again. Like it just, it's such a gift. It's such a gift.
Yeah. Just remind everybody where Sight and Sound is, how long you've been there, all that.
Yeah. So we celebrated our 45th birthday last year.
Whoa.
And we are, so we are Sight and Sound Theaters. We are in Strasbourg, right outside of Strasbourg. And we bring Bible stories to life on stage in a really big and spectacular way.
Yeah, you do. And any idea how many shows you've done in those 45 years?
Since our very beginning, if you count the earliest slideshows and things like that, I think we are up to 36.
That's amazing.
So this David next week, when we premiere David, will be our 36th, I think.
And speaking of David, Ryan, you guys are going to be opening David. Tell us a little bit about this show.
Yeah. So David, if you've ever read his story, it's a pretty adventurous story. Yeah. Lots of highs, very many lows as well. And sometimes in the exact same moment, it seems like. So it's really it's an exciting story to experience. It definitely can feel like a roller coaster at times because his personality and those highs and lows really comes through the show. I think it's been fun.
Tell us a little bit about the planning for the show. What are some of the behind the scene things you guys have been doing?
Yeah, so I mean, it's about 3.5 to 4 years of work, you know, so we're getting close. We're a week out from about a 4 year process. They asked me to produce it just after Jesus opened in 2018, and I got started almost right away. It's been almost 4 years. So
this is 4 years of your everyday life now finally coming to the stage. Is there one little section of the show that you just go, yes, that I love that part?
So the whole like culmination of most of the show happens in Act 2, towards the beginning of Act 2, when he finally gets crowned king and he brings the Ark to Jerusalem and he's dancing down the aisle and it's like the biggest party in Israel's history, and it's just super, super fun. And then, you know, things kind of go south from there sometimes, but at that moment it's like everything is right in the world, and it's pretty fun to experience. So
it's got to be great for you guys after these past 2 years to have a celebration like that you could pour yourself into.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's hard to stay still during that scene. It's pretty fun.
Because COVID was hard on everyone, but really hard on theater, really hard on entertainment, really hard on anything that needed an audience.
Yeah, it's true. I was talking to our friends at Discover Lancaster earlier this week just about how excited we all are to start to feel like the tourism industry in the county is coming back. Yeah. And we are just incredibly honored to be able to be a part of that, because it is such a vital part of Lancaster County. And so, you know, we're cautiously optimistic for this year, but things truly, like it is, we're really starting to feel like we're getting back into what we would have experienced in the past, and hoping that it's such a strong year. So
And when is David starting, and how long will it be running this year?
So David opens on Saturday, March 12th, next week. We're almost there, and it will run all year till the end of December.
Wow.
So we hope you'll come see us, come visit.
Yeah, we'll talk more of that coming up. You could check out all the details online, sight-sound.com. We're going to talk about their red carpet event that is coming up as well, so stay with us. Also, music on the way. We've got Zach Williams, Russia Fools, and more.